Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Peah. Perek Chet, Mishnah Zayin, is moving into the topic of tzedakah. Broader tzedakah, not the specific obligations of Lekach Shichon Peah or even Maaser Ani, but just the mitzvah of tzedakah. In general, during the time of the Mishnah, there were two major funds for tzedakah that every Jewish community had. One is called the kupa, and the other is called the tamchoi. The kupa is a monetary fund which was collected weekly by the gabayim of tzedakah, and it was collected on the basis of a head tax. So the community leaders, the gabayi tzedakah, would calculate how much they felt every member of the community should contribute. It was a weighted amount. So the wealthy people would be expected to contribute more, and the poor or the less wealthy would be expected to contribute less. And obviously the poor would contribute nothing or very, very little, depending on quite how poor they are. And this was a charge, and they would come collect it weekly. And this would then be money that would fund the poor people in town, the local poor people, the ones who live here. The second type of tzedakah, the second tzedakah fund, is called the tamchoi. The tamchoi literally means a tray, and the tamchoi was collected daily, and basically the gabayim would go around from door to door every day, and they would collect leftovers. Occasionally somebody would give money as well, but for the most part they would collect leftovers, and those leftovers are then given to transitory poor people, so not local poor people, but people who are passing through, who are, maybe they're on a business trip, so to speak, or maybe they're just homeless and they're moving through the city, but they're not staying here. So if they are poor, but they are not locals, then they get money. They get food from the tamchoi, whereas the locals would get money from the kupa for the week, really. So the Mishnah says, "Ein pochasin la'ani ha'over mimakom l'makom mikikar b'pundion me'arbasi in besela." We never give less. That is the gabayim of tzedakah fund. And now here we're talking about the tamchoi, because we're talking about ani ha'over mimakom l'makom, poor people who are moving from place to place. So not local poor people. The gabayim of the tzedakah fund should, when they're distributing food to the transitory poor people, they should not give less than a loaf that costs a pundion at the time that 4 se'in of wheat are sold for a sela. Now, this is a very kind of backwards way of giving us the measurement of the loaf. And the short version is that this is basically a loaf that has a quarter kav of flour. A quarter kav, as we mentioned before, is approximately a half a liter. And so a loaf that is made out of approximately half a liter of bread, that's kind of the of flour. That is kind of the minimum of the amount of food that the tamchoi should distribute to a poor person passing through town so that he has what to eat today. Lon, if he is going to be staying overnight, nosten lo parnasas lino, then we also give him stuff so that he can sleep. We give him, you know, from the gemach, basically. We give him from the storage where we keep this stuff that has been donated, that belongs to the communal funds. We give him a pillow, we give him a blanket, and we give him a cot so that he has where to sleep or what to sleep on. Shavas, if he's going to be here for Shabbos, so then nosten lo mazon shalosh sudos. Then we give him 3 meals worth. We don't just give him this one loaf. We give him food so that he can eat 3 meals, because of course it's a mitzvah for every Jew to eat 3 meals on Shabbos. And if there's going to be a Jew here with us in town, we want to make sure that he can get 3 meals in on Shabbos. Mishi yesh lo mazon shtei suudos, lo yitol min hatamchoi. If a poor person, again, poor person passing through, has money, and the amount that he has is the equivalent of 2 meals worth. So he has enough money that he can, or food, that he can feed himself 2 meals, then he cannot take from the tamchoi that day, because he is not poor enough to get from the tamchoi, because he has money that can feed him 2 meals, which is the amount that a person would eat in a day, typically. Mazon arbasre su'udos lo yitol min hakupa. Now, here we're kind of switching over to the local fund, the kupa. a person who is local, they get money not daily, but weekly. So therefore, in order to be disqualified from getting money for the kupa, the local people have to have 14 meals worth. 14 meals worth is basically a week, right? Two meals a day. And so Shabbos has three, but that kind of means that either we're only eating one on Friday or you're only eating on Sunday, Motzei Shabbos Sunday, depending on how you count it. So therefore, 14 meals is enough for the week. And if you have 14 meals and you're a local poor person, then you don't need to get money from the kupa and you're not allowed to collect from the kupa. If you have less than 14, then you aren't able to feed yourself for the week, and therefore you can collect money from the kupa so that you have food to eat. And finally, the Mishnah concludes with, you can gather from kind of thinking about this, these people who are the gabai tzedakah, this is a big responsibility. They have to collect fairly from the different people in town, particularly the kupa, where they're actually taxing people, as it were, and then they have to distribute it fairly. And so the Mishnah says, "V'akupa nigbeis b'shnayim u'mischalkes b'shlosha." The money is collected with two people. You do not have one person collecting the money because it's not only that it potentially could be unfair, but also, and it's susceptible to perhaps corruption, but also we have a principle of Yisem Nikiyim Mi'alokim Mi'Israel. It is important for people to be really above reproach, that there could be no suspicion. And even if it's somebody who we would never suspect of cheating, we really want to make sure that we're structurally arranging it so that it is, there are backups and there are protections. And so having two people make that collection gives us that level of protection. And when it comes to distributing, so giving food out to the poor and deciding which person is poor and which person is not, and which person is allowed to get food and is not allowed to get food, that's an aspect of judgment. And therefore, since it's basically making a judgment, we need three people so that they basically are a Beis Din, and they're able to make that decision as to who to give and how much to give to each poor person.